Do you want to learn effective ways to build relationships, generate sales, and grow your business from successful entrepreneurs, startups, and CEOs without listening to a long, long, long interview? If so, you've come to the right place. Gresham Harkness values your time and is ready to share with you precisely the information you're in search of. This is the I Am CEO Podcast.
Hello, hello, hello. This is Gresh from the I Am CEO Podcast. I have a very special guest on the show today. I have Shirez Ali of Stock Sharks. Shirez, it's awesome to have you on the show.
That's awesome to be here. Thanks, Gresham. I appreciate your time, taking your time out to do this podcast with me.
No problem. Appreciate you for having you on the show and for taking some time for us. And what I wanted to do was read a little bit more about Shirez so you can hear about all the awesome things that he's doing. He's the co-founder of Stock Sharks, which is an education, alerts, and coaching program. Just recently launched Stock Sharks News, which is at stocksharknews.com, which is a news media site for business news. Future projects include Never Bench, sports gambling, and social media platform on the blockchain. Shirez, it's awesome to have you on the show. Are you ready to speak to the IMCO community?
Yeah, I am. Oh, awesome. I am. Let's do this.
Let's make it happen. So to start everything off, I wanted to hear a little bit more about what I call your CEO story. What led you get started with your business?
Sounds good. Actually, I've been in business since I was 16 years old. In my 20s, I was involved heavily with nightclub restaurants, sports lounges. What happened was in those 20s, I had my ups and I had a really rough down. Decided to get into a business without much accounts payables, high leases, got into real estate, got back on my feet with real estate, and then started getting back into other businesses. And that's where I came up with Stock Sharks. Stock Sharks came about was I was actually looking at financial advising to invest my money in. So I was meeting a lot of financial advisors across Canada. And one thing I realized is my risk tolerance was a little bit higher. But I realized talking to financial advisors, they weren't really too – they knew how to take your money, but they didn't know how to manage your money. They would put it in these systems and have other analysis kind of manage your money in these random portfolios, what we call mutual funds, which in the States is more like ETFs. And – it wasn't something that was exciting. It wasn't something, I was 26 and I wanted to really learn about the stock market. What happened was I met a guy, his name's J.R. Sylvester, and he's my partner in Stock Sharks. And we realized right away, he taught me about the stock market, the really nitty gritty about the stock market, the stuff you don't actually learn in school. And what happened was it just kind of by fluke, we were making trades. It was obviously a bull market. We were making some money and our friends we're like, well, you guys know the stock market. How about we start giving you some of our money? What happened with that was we started an Instagram page. Once again, it started getting a lot of followers. Now we're at around 210,000 followers. And we realized, you know, the education in North America across the world, the formal education system is not what it was, not what you need now to progress in life and in business. So we started Stock Sharks to teach people the stock market. To you know, educate them with video lessons and audio lessons and webinars and blogs, and that's how the company came about. So it's been a blessing. We're learning lots on a day by day basis. We have members across the world. Last four were from Istanbul, Italy, Israel, and New York, and we're learning from other traders as they specialize in their own niches. And you know, where it's just been a blessing, and it's so cool that the world's so connected now. Yeah. Like, you know, we're doing this. I'm in Canada, you're in Washington. 10 years ago, my parents had to call back home using a calling card, you know, so, you know, the world's changed, and it's just pretty awesome how the world's connected now.
Yeah, it's definitely awesome and definitely a beautiful thing. If it were years ago, we would probably be writing letters back and forth and they'd be able to like a published profile, but we're actually doing this live now. So that's pretty awesome that we're able to kind of make that happen. So I wanted to drill down a little bit deeper. Definitely sounds like you're an entrepreneurial soul and you have a lot of ventures and things that you've worked on and you have that DNA, but I wanted to hear a little bit more about Stock Sharks. Could you take us through exactly how it works and some of the things that we can find?
For sure. So right now we are still in startup phase. So for $120 American a month, you sign up and you get the education, the curriculum. So a lot of webinars, a lot of Skype dates with me and my partner. And then at the same time, you get the alerts. Now, a lot of guys that have been trading for a while join us just for the alerts. We specialize in, when I say we, me and my partner, we specialize in swing trades and long-term trades. We do a lot of research on the companies. We study their earnings reports. We study who's on the board, where the competition, along with the industry and where that industry is going to be 10 years from now. A lot of homework goes into these alerts, along with we see what other hedge funds, private equity that are picking up the stock as well, along with the banks. So, and then from there, we would alert it to our members. Now, we have members from Goldman Sachs, PayPal, huge hedge funds across the world, which is awesome. So these guys aren't just in it for the alerts. Now, saying that, there's a lot of members with appetite for risk, and where they actually put out their own alerts as well. So, you know, we'll do the research on their alerts. A lot of guys in our group specialize from day trading to biotech to tech, cybersecurity, which is a popular one, options, ETFs, pre-IPOs. A lot of guys in Vancouver, Canada, are into the cannabis industry, so they're taking companies public. So we're getting an idea and a knowledge in that field, which I have no idea about. So we're learning from them. And then along with options, about 5 weeks ago, one of our 21-year-old member turned 10 grand into 50 grand on a Beyond the Meat call. You know, Beyond the Meat, that whole plant-based meat. A lot of guys made a lot of money in our group. I was not one of them. I did not believe in that product. I definitely do now. So that's what you get. You get the education, the alerts, and you have a real-time chat. Now, the 24/7 chat is extremely what I call hyperactive. I'm not too involved in the chat, but it does take up a lot of time. And at first, if you're a beginner, it's going to take a little time to get used to. But a lot of knowledge, a lot of education, a lot of great members across the globe.
Yeah, it definitely sounds like correct me if I'm wrong. It definitely sounds like a really awesome community where, you know, you have different people that have different expertise, but you're able to kind of mastermind, I guess, for lack of a better term, and learn about different industries in different ways.
Absolutely. Actually, a lot of guys are doing stuff outside. There's been accountants, lawyers in our group. There's a lot of guys that are building relationships with each other now, doing stuff outside of stock charts. For instance, I'm involved in a sports gambling company in Vegas from one of the members. My partner's doing a fintech thing in Canada. A member from Silicon Valley, a member from Boston got together, started artificial intelligence smart mirror. We have guys talking about doing a tech hub in Detroit. Guys were talking about real estate in Cleveland. So everyone's coming with different ideas, and it's just kind of cool that we are building a community, and we've kicked people out that we realize that we're in a good fit, and we tell them, you know what, we're trying to build something here, trying to build it with relationships. And, you know, our churn is extremely low. Our customer retention is really high, and we want the right people in this right group. It's not about money. It's about relationships. And we want to have, right now we are at about 260 members, and all 260 members have the same type of personality and the same kind of entrepreneurial spirit. So it's pretty awesome.
That makes perfect sense. And would it be, it doesn't sound like it's community for somebody that maybe is just getting their feet wet or in the beginning stages, or is a little bit more of a, a mature investor maybe?
Both, I think. We do have it is an 18 plus demographic, but we also have members that are 50, 60 years old in it that are just strictly for the alerts. So everyone, like I said, we have hedge fund guys from Goldman Sachs. They're just strictly there for the alerts. They're not really looking to build relationships. But, you know, you got the young guns that are looking to build relationships. So it really varies. But one thing that we realize, especially being it's all remote and, you know, online, it's through texts and emails. A lot of the members are very mature. Even the guys that are just starting out know that they're not at the other levels with the other members of the group. And eventually, once we build it up a bit more, we'll probably split it up a little bit more in regards to the people and their trading level and capacity.
Gotcha. That makes perfect sense. So it's always good to kind of be in a place where you can kind of learn and also be pushed, which I think is always a big thing if you're ever trying to accomplish anything as well. So I wanted to ask you for what I call your secret sauce, and it could be for you personally or for your business, but what do you feel kind of sets you apart and makes you unique?
I think I would call that the USP, right? Unique selling proposition. I would say that our main, which is in like every book out there, but yes. the main takeaway in this compared to our competition is we're not sales guys. We are very, we've had people sign up, and in a day we've realized, hey, it's not for you. Here's your refund. Like, good luck. We're not here to make you rich overnight, even though it's, you know, we really manage expectations. We're not here to sell you. So at the end of the day, if you're not a good fit, it's not for you. We'll be very honest. Like I said, we're more about building relationships, and this is how businesses should be. No matter what business you're in, it's just, you know, build that rapport and take it from there. Hopefully you guys help each other in the long run with even our members and their businesses and stuff like that too.
Yeah, that's great to hear. And I think all the time, you know, sometimes people are just there for the money or just for, you know, being able to generate revenue or whatever those things are. But I always think those are kind of short-term kind of focus. Exactly. Yeah, and I think when you are thinking about relationships, building connections, so on and so forth, it's pretty awesome where things can go.
Yeah, it's important, that's for sure. I call it the Starbucks / Apple like sauce, right? Where they kind of built it on customer retention and customer loyalty. So we're trying to do the same.
Exactly. Build a base of Raven fans, and you can never go wrong. So I wanted to switch gears a little bit, and I wanted to ask you for what I call a CEO hack. So this could be an app, a book, or a habit that you have, but what's something that makes you more effective and efficient?
I read a lot of books. I quit TV probably 2 years ago. I've read 118 business books last year. Awesome. I'm around 90 this year. It's changed my life. Sometimes right now I'm reading $1 Million Financial Advisor. I just books everywhere on my desk. So, you know what? It doesn't matter what you read. It depends. And you're going to get one or two good points from each book. And I tell everybody it's what changed my life, and it's able to, you know, have communications about various different businesses. I think it's better these days to know a little about a lot than a lot about a little. And it's definitely changed my life. So keep reading.
Yeah, definitely. Reading is fundamental, as they used to tell us in school. And it's always something important because, you know, I've read that a lot of, you know, billionaires and people that are super successful, what they'll do is, you know, they pay $20, $25 for a book, and you get one or two things that can absolutely change your life, or absolutely some insight into an industry that you never knew about, and it helps you make a good trade or know what stock to get and not to get just from that little small investment.
Absolutely. Even podcasts. I'm in the gym in the morning. I wake up at 4:30, go to the gym, and I've been listening to Entrepreneurs on Fire podcast, right? Mm-hmm. And it's a really popular podcast now. And, you know, just getting ideas, and, you know, you're in a gym for an hour and a half, you're going to run through three or four episodes. I listen to 3-4 episodes of yours, and, mm-hmm. you know, you're going to get something from these different individuals out there, right? So, the information's out there. It's just up to the individual to kind of retain it. And unfortunately, these days, I feel like a lot of people don't.
Yeah, it's crazy because it's so accessible to us. Like you said, you know, you can just basically download an app and download a podcast, and you have all this information that's available to you. Yeah. So I definitely would agree with that. So now I wanted to ask you for what I call a CEO nugget. So this could be a word of wisdom or a piece of advice. Or if you can hop into a time machine, what would you tell your younger business self?
You know what? There's something that I always, in my 20s, I played the game of risk, and I still do. I think it's important to fail forward. I think when you fail, and I failed over and over again, lost boatloads of money. If I had to go back, I would have done it the same way. I probably would have failed more. And I think that if there's anybody out there listening to this, and if you're failing, you got to know when to cut your losses. Don't hold it because you feel like, or you have a passion. If the business model is not there, cut your losses, take the hit, move on. And I think a lot of people, especially the ones that have this vision, but they didn't really study the competition or study the gaps or study that the market conditions, which you should do before you get into a business. But when you see it going down, just cut your losses, take the hit, move on.
Yeah, that's a really big thing. And I think Seth Godin had a book that was kind of about that, about winning, knowing when to kind of, you know, cut your losses, as you said, and not to continue on. And I think that's a really tough thing to kind of figure out. But I appreciate you for bringing that forward, because I think it's not an easy kind of decision to make, especially if you're passionate about what it is that you're doing. You can feel that kind of sunk cost and feel like you want to invest more and more into it.
Absolutely. Seth Godin, you know, I read, I've all his books. Purple Cow is still a great book. This is Marketing. I was just listening to him on a podcast recently too. I feel like he is very good with writing skills, not as good on speaking, but very smart individual, very, very smart individual. One of the best marketers that this world has, for sure.
Yeah, absolutely. He's really big into, you know, just as you mentioned his book, he just creates a lot of different ideas. He tests out a lot of different ideas, which I think is always a great thing for us to remember. So I appreciate you for reminding us of that as well. And I wanted to ask you now for my absolute favorite question, which is the definition of what it means to be a CEO. And we're hoping to have different quote-unquote CEOs on the show. So Shiraz, what does being a CEO mean to you?
I think it's about leadership, and I think it's about building rapport with your customers, with your employees, and then building reputation with that. I'm trying to get more into podcasts, more video stuff to kind of, you know, I think especially these days where people don't want to see text and con, they want to see the face and the composure and the personality to build that relationship, saying, hey, I can trust this person, right? Being a CEO is mostly based on who you have around you. One thing I tell people, one thing I do well, is I hire people smarter than me. You know, my partner with StockCharts is the stock market guy. I'm more of the guy behind the scenes putting it all together, right? So hiring people smarter than you is probably one of the best things you can possibly do. And that's how you're going to, you know, go forward and be able to leverage your skills and, you know, stay in one niche, but hit it in different angles and be different than your competition.
Absolutely. Yeah. A lot of the saying goes, you know, success is a team sport. And you want to make sure that you have a team around you. And what they also say, like, if you're the smartest person in the room, you need to find another room because you always should be and have people that you can lean on, that you can learn from, that can push you to get even bigger and better and all the things.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Awesome. 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 Well, Shiraz, I appreciate your time so much and I appreciate all the awesome things that you're doing. What I want to do is pass you the mic, so to speak, just to see if there's anything additional you want to let our readers and listeners know. And then, of course, how best they could get a hold of you and find out about all the awesome things you guys are working on.
Yeah, for sure. StockSearchAlerts.com. Please give us a chance if you're interested in learning about the markets. It's $120 American a month. You can cancel anytime if not happy with the service. You can find me on Instagram, Shiraz_Ali, or at Stock Sharks. You could get me on there too. One thing to look forward to, we are starting a company, a sports gambling company called Never Bench. We're adding gamification to it. It's going to be kind of like ESPN meets Twitter meets Action Network. We think that sports gambling is going to become legal across the world in the next 5 years, and we're kind of jumping on that. So that launches in about 2 months. I'm super, super excited. We are after going after emerging markets, including the XFL in February, the CFL in Canada, hockey, soccer, across the world. And it's going to be a really cool app. So I'm hoping to for your viewers to check it out soon and keep in touch about that.
Yeah, absolutely. We'll love you have you back on as that, gets launched. And we can talk a little bit more about that and hear about all the awesome things you're doing. But again, appreciate you so much. And we will have the links and information in the show notes so that everybody can follow up with you. But again, appreciate your time. I hope you have a great rest of the day.
Thank you for listening to the I Am CEO podcast powered by Blue 16 Media. Tune in next time and visit us at imceo.co. I Am CEO is not just a phrase, it's a community. Be sure to follow us on social media and subscribe to our podcast on iTunes, Google Play, and everywhere you listen to podcasts. Subscribe and leave us a 5-star rating. Grab CEO gear at www.ceogear.co. This has been the I Am CEO podcast with Gresham Harkless. Thank you for listening.